We are not necessarily going to be going through much scripture in the morning, which is I'm hesitant to do because I really think that's one of the most important ways that you can learn is from the Bible. And what I have to say really doesn't mean much. But what we are going to do in the morning is we are going through a story. We're going to go through the story. It's a true story. It's about a missionary called Gladys Allward. Some of you guys know who I'm talking about, and some of you may know parts of the story, but that's okay, because I'll be telling it, and there might be parts you don't know about, or there might be things that you've not heard of. The reason I tell the story, and why I think it's so important, is because it gives us a real world, a real story, a person, someone that we could have known, somebody that lived recently, who is a hero of faith, somebody that represents how you and I should live. Somebody that illustrates what living for God looks like. And my hope is that you walk away with someone that you can look up to, that you can say, you know, I want to be like Gladys Allward. That you can look at her and say, she lived for God, and I want to live the same way. So I'm going to open with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you so much for today. I thank you that we get to have horsemanship, that we get to ride horses, that we get to spend time together, hang out, just have a good time at camp. I pray that most importantly we'll learn about you, that we'll draw closer to you. I pray that in the telling of this story, that everyone here will draw closer to you, that they'll be motivated to love you and to serve you. I pray that you help me to stay clear in my mind, that you help me to communicate for your glory and not for my own. I praise you, God, and I thank you for all that you've done. In your name I pray, amen. Gladys Allward didn't do very well in school. She grew up going to school. She just went to school just like you guys did, and she just did not do well. And she didn't just do poorly in school. Her family was poor. They didn't have a lot of money. They couldn't do much. They didn't have a lot of means with which to get through life. And she spent her whole life like this, not doing well in school, not making a lot of money. And by the age of 26, she was still poor with not much direction in life. It wasn't until she went to a church meeting where she heard about Jesus that she believed in him. She got saved. She started a relationship with God, the creator of the universe. Well, in that same special meeting, in that service where she heard about Christ, she also heard one of the guys talk about the Chinese people. And he told them how the Chinese people, hardly anyone was willing to go and hardly anyone would tell them about Christ. And she was immediately impacted by this man's story about the Chinese people, and she wanted to go. She accepted Christ as her Savior, and she knew God wants me to go to China and tell them about Jesus. She couldn't get that thought out of her mind. Gladys's job was to clean houses for rich people. And she actually kind of enjoyed this job. One of the things she would do is she would go into their libraries. They had these massive libraries with all these books, and she would dust off all the books, and she loved going through to each book and each title, and she'd read the titles. She didn't know a lot. She didn't do well in school, but she could at least read these titles, and they were fascinating to her. That was one of her favorite parts of the day. But after that meeting, every time she went through the libraries, she couldn't even find any. She didn't want to read the titles anymore because all that was going through her head, all she could remember were the words of the pastor, those people need to hear about God. She couldn't get that out of her mind. She found herself uninterested in reading book titles. All she could think about was China. All she dreamed about was going to China. Finally, she had enough of it. She knew this was it. This is what God wanted her to do. It was so clear to her. She needed to go tell the Chinese people about Christ. She didn't have any experience. She hadn't gone to Bible college. She just knew, God wants me to tell others. So finally, she decided she was going to go to China. But in order to go to China, she needed a mission. She needed somebody. There were like groups of people called mission boards that would allow them to go or would fund them or help them connect with the right people so they could go. So Gladys went to the China Inland Mission. She wrote a letter. She said, hey, I would love to go to China. And so they said, well, you got to take some classes. These classes involve some of the Chinese language training and different mission training. And she did her best. She worked hard. She barely passed some of those classes. She poured her heart into this training. And finally, a letter came from the China Inland Mission. She had worked hard. She'd been waiting for this. Whatever was contained within that letter would tell her whether or not she could go to China. She ran out to the mailbox, ripped open the lid, reached inside, felt around, grabbed the letter, and ripped it out. There it was, right on the front, printed in letters, China Inland Mission to Gladys Allward. She was shaking just a little bit as she tore the letter open. She reached inside and pulled out the letter. She began to read the letter. She read it once and was a little confused. Did I read this incorrectly? She went back to the beginning and read just a little bit slower, reading each word carefully, trying to understand what they were saying. She stopped. This can't be right. What are they thinking? China Inland Mission told her, Gladys Allward, we don't think you are ready to go to China. You didn't do well enough in your classes. You don't know the Chinese language well enough. You can't be a missionary to China. She couldn't believe it. What do they know? What do they mean? I'm willing. I want to do this. Why aren't they letting me go? She was devastated. She went back to cleaning houses and doing what she'd always done. She couldn't get it out of her head. She needed to go to China. She couldn't stop thinking about it. There had to be another way. Finally, Gladys decided that no matter what the people around her said, she was going to go to China. That's where God wanted her to go. So she did the only thing she knew. She asked around. She asked people. She said, hey, do you know anybody that works in China? Hey, do you know anybody that works in China that's a missionary that could help me get there? And finally, she heard about this lady. Her name was Jeannie Lawson. Apparently, she'd been working in China for years now, and she was working on starting an inn in China. It was a place where they would keep these mule trains that would come through, that would travel. That's how the Chinese people oftentimes traveled, was by mule train. It was these long trains or long groups of mules carrying people and supplies. And she was hoping to start an inn that would bring those mule train people in, and then she would tell them about Jesus as they came. And as Gladys heard about this lady, she was like, this is it. This is the lady I need to write to. So she wrote a letter. She scrawled out this quick letter to Jeannie Lawson saying, hey, would you be willing to take me? I don't know a lot. I didn't do well in school. I don't have good grades. I don't know the language. But will you take me to be a missionary in China? She sent that letter off. And then continued cleaning houses, again waiting, again hoping to hear something back, hoping for some good news. And the more she waited, the more she cleaned these houses, the more she began to doubt herself, doubt whether this was really going to happen. She knew she needed to go, she wanted to go, but was she really ready? Could she really handle this? She could imagine Jeannie Lawson receiving that letter in China, opening it up, reading this scrawled from a lady she'd never heard of, Gladys Allward, from England. She could imagine her reading that letter and just chuckling, like, I don't know who you are. I don't have references for you. I don't know what kind of a worker you are. I know nothing about you. Why do you think I would let you come work for me? She almost began to get embarrassed about having sent this letter to Jeannie Lawson. She didn't hear back for a long time. She began to think maybe the letter got lost or Jeannie just wasn't going to respond. Then she went out to the mailbox one day, opened the lid, reached inside and pulled out a letter from Mrs. Lawson. Again, she got excited. But before opening that letter, she prayed and she convinced herself. She said, you know what? Whatever happens, God has a plan. And it's possible that Mrs. Lawson doesn't want me to go. Ripped open the letter and began reading. One of the first things in that letter was the statement, I don't really care about your grades. I don't really care how well you did in school. If you're willing to come here to China, then I want you to come and help me. She couldn't believe it. This was it. Finally, somebody willing to let her come and help them in China. Finally, she was on her way. She had a way to get to China. But then she kept reading in the letter, and she realized a little bit of a problem. Mrs. Lawson continued, don't care about your grades. I want to have you here. I don't have any way to pay your way. You need to figure out a way to get here. first, Gladys was like, well, that can't be too hard. But then she began to think about it. She'd have to cross the English Channel. Then she'd have to, maybe she would take a boat around. Oh, man, ship fares are really expensive. Maybe she could take a train through Europe. That was what she was going to do. First thing she did was she went down to the train station. She still needed to take a ferry across, but she was going to ask around, see kind of what the prices might be. She talked to the guy that ran the train stuff there, and she said, hey, how much is it going to cost to go to Russia? How much would it take for me to be there? The man looked at her and said, you want to go to China? So she's like, yeah, and I'd probably have to travel through Russia to get there, and I just need to know what's the cost. He laughed at her. Miss, I don't think you understand. If you try to take a train to China, it will go through Russia. Do you understand what's going on between the Chinese and the Russians right now? Gladys had heard some things along the way, but she was pretty fuzzy on the details. She'd seen some headlines in the news, but it really wasn't at the forefront of her mind. She's like, I don't know what's going on. He shook his head and looked at her. They're at war. You understand that, right? Do you know what that means? It's like, yeah, I'm sure that they don't like each other. Maybe they're fighting, but I just need to get to China. They're at war. They're going to stop any train that goes through. They're going to pull anybody off that train. If you go to China, if you go through Russia, chances are you're going to end up a prisoner. Chances are you won't make it ever to China. It's going to be dangerous. There's no way. Gladys just looked at him and said, you don't understand. God wants me to go to China. I'm going to go to China. Just tell me how much it costs. He shook his head. If you say so. The cost is 47 pounds. What? 47 pounds? Now, for the English people, that's their money. It's not actual weight. Gladys quickly went back to her room and counted out all the money that she had. 1 pound. Cool, I've got part of it. I got 1/47th of it. She counted the next part of her money. She had 2 pounds. She counted the next part. She had 3 pounds. She looked around. Oh, there's... That's all the money I've got. She only had 3 pounds. She needed 47. How on earth was she going to make it? But she had to. She had to go to China. So Gladys started working. She took every job she possibly could. She cleaned as many houses as she could. She took every chance. She worked day and night. She worked every hour that she possibly could. She saved every penny that she had, and she kept saving, and finally she had made 10 pounds. She still had many to go. She made 20 pounds, still more to go, 30 pounds. She was so close. She worked and worked. 36 pounds. One more pound to go. She avoided spending money as much as she could. She barely made it by, only eating when she had to, only doing as much as she needed to survive. And finally, the day came when Gladys Allward had made all 47 pounds. She didn't think much longer. She didn't do much else. She just hurried down to the train station. She quickly packed her bags, grabbed everything that she would need. She packed light. She knew that she wouldn't maybe even have all this stuff by the time she made it through Russia. She didn't know if they'd confiscate stuff, take stuff. She just took what she thought she needed, and she figured if anything, she'd have the clothes on her back, and God would provide the rest. Getting down to the train station, she showed up at the ticket booth, took out 47 pounds, sat on the counter and said, I'm asking for a ticket to China. Kind of looked at her funny, took the money and began to count, and realized, yeah, it's 47 pounds. You're sure you want to go to China? You want to go through Russia? They're at war. You know that. She nodded her head. She said, I'm aware, but God wants me to go to China. I need to go to China. So he took the money, handed her the ticket. And on October 15, 1932, Gladys Allward boarded a train to China. She was so excited. The first couple days of the trip, she was just thanking God every moment she could that finally she was on her way. All the preparation, all this work up to this moment, She began to get a little afraid as she thought about actually arriving in China, and she had now committed to being there, and she was traveling through countries she had never heard of, and then she began to realize, when I get there, I don't even know the language. I don't hardly even know where Mrs. Lawson lives. I just have a letter. That's it. I don't even know what she looks like. What if this is a scam? What if this is some crazy person? She began to second guess all of the decisions she'd made up to this point. But she was stuck on that train headed to China. And she knew that no matter what was on the other end of this train, no matter what happened, this is what God wanted her to do. She needed to go to China. So she kept traveling. During that time, she sat across from a couple at one of the tables in the train. And she began to get into a conversation with them. And as she talked to them, they began to ask her, so what are you doing here? Where are you headed? And she's like, you won't believe this. I'm actually headed to China. They just smiled and looked at her. She was a little confused. Why are you guys smiling? They're like, we are too. And during that train ride, she began to talk with a couple that was also headed to be missionaries in China. They were also willing to take the risk to go through Russia to get to China. As they traveled through each country, getting one step closer, one day closer, every mile closer and closer to Russia, the tensions in the train grew. Slowly, more and more people got off the train as they approached. By the time they were getting to the border, the train was barely filled. But Gladys Allward and that couple headed to China to be missionaries were still on the train. Finally, one day, the conductor said, we're passing through. This is the final stop before Russia. Remember, they're at war. This is your last chance to get off. Gladys thought for a moment, but resolved then and there, God wants me to go to China. I need to go to China. It doesn't matter what happens. She got with the couple, and as they passed over the border, they prayed that God would protect them. The whole train grew silent as they traveled deep into Russian territory. They got to the first stop. More people got off. A couple of Russians got on. Nothing really happened. They continued traveling. The train wound its way through the countryside. And suddenly, the train came to a screeching halt. Gladys looked up. She had almost fallen asleep, but the screeching halt of the train had woken her. She sat up and looked around. There wasn't really any stops in sight. What's going on? The couple sitting across from her had also woken up, and they looked just as confused as Gladys, and they asked, hey, do you know what's going on? She said, no, I just woke up myself. I don't know. The train just stopped. And then she saw the door of the train car open, and walking towards them were Russian soldiers. She began to shake, heart pounded. What were they going to do? What were they going to say? The Russian soldiers went to each person in the line, and they were saying something in Russian she couldn't understand, but they did not seem happy. They were yelling at each passenger, and slowly passengers were leaving the train car. Finally, Gladys looked at the couple and says, do you guys understand? Can you translate? Does anybody know what's going on? And someone next to her leaned over and said, they're telling everybody they have to get off the train, that no one's allowed to continue on this train. This is the last stop. You have to get off. Gladys shook her head. She's like, no, I have to go to China. Slowly, those soldiers took one step closer. You need to get off. Another closer. You need to get off. Another step closer. You need to get off. Finally, those soldiers got to the couple that was headed to China and said, you need to get off. They tried to argue with them. They said, no, don't argue. You have to get off this train. Finally, they stood up and walked off the train. There was only one person left in that train car, Gladys Allward, sitting in the back of a train, looking up at Russian soldiers towering over her. They looked down at her and, you need to get off this train. She just looked at them, thinking, maybe I can pretend like I don't understand what's going on. Then they said again, you need to get off this train now. She looked up at them and shook her head. She said, no. She could see them getting a little angry with her, but she was resolved to go to China. She needed to go to China. God wanted her to go to China. You need to get off this train now. She looked up at them and said, nope, I'm not getting off. This train's going to China, and I'm going with this train to China. She argued with them back and forth. You need to get off. No, I will not get off. You need to. You have to. We will force you off. We will shoot you. We will hurt you. Every time, no, I'm going to China. I need to go to China. God wants me in China. She's not sure what happened that day. But the soldiers finally gave up. They stopped arguing with her. They said, fine, continue. And they left the train with one passenger aboard, Gladys Allward. She breathed a sigh of relief. She had been holding her breath about the whole time, barely breathing in between arguing with the soldiers as they filed off. She couldn't quite believe it. She was left on the train. She was going to continue. Slowly, the train began to move forward. Gladys prayed, thanking God that he had protected her, that somehow he had allowed her to stay on this train. Every movement forward, every time, every rotation of the wheel, every time it made her think, for sure, this is what God wanted her to do. They got to the next stop in Russia. She was nervous. Maybe, again, there would be another Russian soldier, but nobody showed up. They continued on. Finally, they were farther into Russia. They got to another stop. The train came to a halt again. She held her breath, hoping that nobody would come through those doors. Her palms began to sweat as they waited longer and longer, silence in the train as no one was aboard. She heard movement outside the door again. This time the door opened and no Russian soldiers came through. Instead, the train conductor walked into the train car. She could tell he had decided something. He walked up to her and said, Miss, I refuse to take you any further. You must get off this train. She looked up at him and refused like she did before, hoping that maybe he would go away just like the Russian soldiers, which he said, no, I won't continue. You either get off or we stay here. That's your choices. She looked at them, said, no, I need to go to China. He got angrier and angrier, yelling at her, telling her that she needed to get off. And finally, she said, okay, if you won't go any further, then I'll get off. She tried the best that she could, but found herself exiting a train in the middle of Russia, miles from China, 30 miles from the nearest town. No plan, nothing. No money. She had used it all to get on this train. What in the world was she going to do? Looking around and the train pulling away with the conductor, left alone in Russia, she thought to herself, what am I going to do? She decided, I need to go to China. She did the only thing she could do. She began walking towards the nearest town, 30 miles away. She set out, walking fast as she could, setting a pace that would hopefully get her there in time. It took her 4 hours to get halfway, 8 hours all through the night. She finally arrived in the nearest town. As she entered the town, she tried to board another train, hoping somehow she would make it to China. But as she tried to get on and as she tried to purchase tickets and get through customs, another Russian investigator took her passport and began to read it. He got to the spot where it said that she was a missionary, and he misunderstood what it said. In broken English, he said, you a machinist? She said, no, I'm a missionary. I'm not a machinist. Missionary, I'm going to China. He said, no, you're a machinist. No, I know what I am. I'm a missionary. I'm trying to get to China. Would you just allow me to go on the train? He said, nope. You are a machinist. She began to realize that there was no way around this. He decided that she was going to be a machinist. He began talking to other people, and she could barely understand. She could barely figure it out, but she began to realize they were going to make her a Soviet military machine operator based on her passport saying she was a machinist. She's like, no, guys, you don't understand. I'm not a machinist. I don't know how to operate machines. I'm not trying to help you guys in the military. No, I want to go to China. He said, no, you are going to be a machinist for us. She couldn't believe it. And then, standing there, Russian soldier holding her passport, making some changes with a pencil, erasing some things, adding some things to make it so she could be a Soviet military machinist. She had nothing else to do. No other plan, no other way out of this. She couldn't talk her way out of this. She had to act fast. A small plan formulated in her mind. A way to get out of this. Tensing herself, getting ready for what she was about to do. Unsure if she would even survive this next attempt. She looked at the soldier. She readied her hand. And that's all we have time for today. We're going to continue the story tomorrow. To be continued from there, you'll have to find out tomorrow what happens with the Russian investigator. It's going to be pretty good.